Corrie's standing by from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and we're going to be talking about some interesting topics today and how to prevent and protect yourself from heart disease. And with that, Corrie, good morning. Welcome to this morning's show.
Good morning. Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here.
It's an absolute pleasure. And Corrie, the question today is, how does a diet rich in essential vitamins and minerals help protect against heart disease? And getting going, how does vitamin C impact cardiovascular health, and which foods are rich in this nutrient?
Yes, so this is so important. We always hear that we need to eat our fruits and veggies. But today I'd love to get into, you know, the exact vitamins that we're getting and what they actually do in the body. So vitamin C is a very important vitamin for us. We see, if we look at research, there was a large study of more than 270,000 people that found that eating more fruits and vegetables, over 5 servings a day, reduced heart disease risk by 17%.
Wow.
Compared to eating fewer, less than 3. And it was mainly the vitamin C that we find in fruits and veggies that helped prevent heart disease. So when they looked, they saw that firstly, vitamin C helps protect our cells from damage.
Mm-hmm.
So any harmful substances that we get throughout the day, whether that's, you know, even our environment, if we have bad air quality, some of the foods, if we have lots of processed foods, there's lots of cellular damage that can happen. So vitamin C actually helps protect our cells from this. Secondly, vitamin C also prevents blood damage to blood vessels. So that's very important, because of course we know that heart attacks and strokes are caused by damage to the blood vessels. And vitamin C also helps prevent the buildup of plaque in the arteries, so we don't get that blockages. So that's some of the very important things that vitamin C does. And yeah, and that's why it protects our heart, it protects our blood vessels, and therefore it reduces your risk of heart disease. We know that vitamin C is widely found in fresh vegetables and fruits, especially your tomatoes, your bell peppers, citrus fruits, of course, grapes, kiwi, oranges. These are all high in vitamin C.
Then, Corrie, how does vitamin B impact cardiovascular health, and which foods are rich in this nutrient?
Yes, so vitamin B is another very important vitamin, and it's mainly it's a factor in a lot of different coenzymes, which means it's an active participant in metabolism. So metabolism of sugar, for example, protein, fat, it participates in all those things that happen in the body. They are there's a whole family of B vitamins. So they are more than 12 types. B12 is a very well-known one. We also get B3 niacin, B3 riboflavin. So there's a lots of them. And what they do is, if we look, for example, at vitamin B3 or niacin, is that one plays a significant role in improving your cholesterol levels. So it actually helps lower your bad cholesterol, your LDL, and it increases your good cholesterol, your HDL. So that's very important, because of we also know that cholesterol is associated with heart attacks and stroke. So that's an important one. So what it does is it removes excess cholesterol from the bloodstream and reduces then the inflammation in the blood vessels. And that prevents damage to the blood vessels and lowers the risk of heart disease. So, yeah. So if we look at foods, you get it in your lean meat, protein sources, cereals, beans, green leafy vegetables is a great source of B vitamins. So, yeah, that's B vitamin. Folic acid is also a B vitamin, and it's widely present in both animal and plant foods, eggs, fish, beans, we said beets, spinach, cauliflower. So again, lots of veggies and fruits and your lean protein sources.
Okay. Then, Corrie, can you explain the importance of potassium in regulating blood pressure and also reducing the heart disease risk?
Yeah, potassium is a big one. It's shown to have a very positive effect on blood pressure control. So it's actually one of the key nutrients in the DASH diet, which is a dietary approaches to stop hypertension. So it has such a powerful effect in reducing blood pressure that it's one of our key go-tos for someone that has hypertension. So what potassium does is it helps balance sodium levels. So we know that sodium causes increase in blood pressure. So when sodium levels are high, potassium can help counteract its effects. So it promotes blood vessel relaxation, and that reduces the blood pressure. So where sodium can cause blood vessels to constrict, potassium actually helps its blood vessels to relax and reduce blood pressure. And that improves blood flow. There's less pressure on the vessel walls. So that's why good potassium intake has been linked to lower risk of heart disease, including heart attacks, strokes, even irregular heartbeats. Of course, potassium also helps the kidneys function better, and kidneys also control blood pressure. So that's another positive effect. So if we look at food sources of potassium, bananas is a big one. Most people know, but bananas give you lots of potassium. Also leafy greens like spinach and kale, legumes or beans like lentils and chickpeas, nuts and seeds, especially almonds and pumpkin seeds, and then also avocados and sweet potato. Those are also good sources of potassium.
Okay. And looking at antioxidants like vitamin E and beta carotene, how do they contribute to heart health?
Yes, beta carotene is a very important one, vitamin E as well. They actually play a very important role in protecting our bodies from damage and reducing inflammation, and very importantly, supporting our immune function. So it helps they prevent diseases like heart disease and metabolic disorders that are all linked to oxidative stress. So that happens in the body through various exposures that we have in daily life. So what vitamin E does is it acts as a kind of a shield, and it safeguards the cells and tissues from this damage. And it also has antioxidant properties, which means it can neutralize all these free radicals that can cause damage in the body, which lowers inflammation and then protects against cell damage. So those are foods, those are nuts and seeds, leafy greens, colorful vegetables are very important, carrots, sweet potatoes. These are all very important.
And dietary changes, what simple dietary changes can listeners make to boost the intake of heart-healthy micronutrients?
Yes, so the Food and Agriculture Organization recommends a minimum of 400 gram or 5 portions of vegetables and fruit for all these benefits. So listeners will have recognized that a lot of these foods come up at each nutrient, and that's because food have been so beautifully made to contain the perfect package and mix of all these nutrients. So yeah, the key is just to try and aim for 5 portions of fruit and vegetable a day. So that's 3 veggies and 2 fruits during the day. And then, yeah, you can do that firstly by aiming for a lot of different colors. So different colors contribute different nutrients, dark green leafy vegetables, orange, red, they all have their different nutrients that are so important for the body. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you can't get to the 3, 4, 5 different ones, then just increase the portion size of the vegetables or fruits that you do have so that you just get a little bit more of that. Then canned vegetables in water with no added salt or sugar, they're also good alternatives if you can't have fresh ones. So just look out for any added salt, sugar, and preservatives. Those are the ones that you want to try and avoid. But of course, you can always drain and rinse the foods to, for example, get rid of some of the excess salt in there. And then, yeah, when you are cooking, it's important to preserve nutrients. So you want to cook vegetables quickly and in as little water as possible. You know, most vegetables can be cooked in a few minutes or just steamed slightly or stir-fried a little bit. And then these methods help to keep all those important nutrients.
And to keep them and not sort of throw them down the drain.
Exactly, yes.
Then, Corrie, supplements, are they necessary or can a balanced diet provide adequate micronutrients for your heart health?
Yeah, that's a very good question. What a lot of people don't know, actually, is that there is lots of evidence that shows that our bodies are much better suited and much more capable of absorbing nutrients from whole foods than from supplements. So you will always be extracting all the different nutrients much better from the actual food source than from a supplement. I definitely say that a balanced diet is the best way to get all these nutrients. And like we said, there's one fruit or one vegetable has a mix of different ones in the exact correct balance for you to absorb them like you need. So yeah, much better. Supplements can be helpful in certain cases, but they definitely shouldn't replace a healthy diet.
Yes. In other words, don't, instead of having a good meal, have a plate of various tablets.
Exactly.
That's definitely not the way to go. But like you say, there is a place for them.
Yeah, definitely.
And Corrie, a last question. The Heart and Stroke Foundation, where can listeners find more about the foundation, the work you do, and also the resources that are available to the public?
Yes, so listeners are welcome to go have a look on our website where we have lots of resources available. That is at heartfoundation.co.za. And then we also have a contact line if listeners want to speak to dietitians, or we have professional nurses as well, then listeners are welcome to phone us, and the office number is 021-422-1586.
Great. Corrie, thank you very, very much. Have a good week, and we look forward to chatting again next week, Tuesday. And thanks a lot for the information this morning.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to next week.
Thanks, Corrie. That's